Okay, good evening and welcome to the regular meeting of the Iron County Board of Education. We have most board members present. I would like to excuse Tiffany today, and prayers are with her mother as they're working through, but I'd like to excuse her tonight. We will begin with a prayer of thought, and I've asked Todd to give that to us. After that, Roy will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our Father in heaven, we're grateful to be able to be here and to participate in this school board meeting tonight. We're grateful for the opportunity that we have to serve the students and families of Iron County. We pray for a blessing to be upon us in this meeting tonight, that we can be guided and directed in the things that we do, that we'll make decisions that will be for the best of those who will be affected by them. We are grateful to live in a country and in a community where we enjoy the freedoms that we have, and we are grateful for the opportunities that we have to learn and to grow. And we say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Please stand and follow me in the pledge. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Our first item is our consent agenda item. I noticed there was a correction of the minutes. I believe that took place, but we'll look for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'll motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we approve the consent agenda. Is there any additional discussion? Okay, hearing none, all in favor? Aye. Any opposed? And motion carries. Okay, information items, we'll go ahead and move into that section. First, we have recognitions, and I've asked Michelle to bring forward one of the recognitions that we had received.
Yes, yeah, so we received an email today from Jenny Perkins from the UMEA, and I'll just read a little bit of that email. To the members of the Iron that she just sent it to the school board. So it is a great honor to notify you that Roy Matthews has been nominated and chosen to receive the award for Outstanding District Administrator of the Year for the 23-24 school year at the UMEA, which stands for the Utah Music Educators Association Professional Development Conference at the Dixie Center. Anyway, so that's in January 31st, so. Want to recognize Roy for that, and
we congratulations, Roy. Okay.
Any comments?
Any comments? Any thoughts? Speech?
I really need to comment. This was out of the blue. The one thing that we have in Iron County School District, it's been that way long before I got here. So, any credit headed my way is, I think, somewhat undeserved. I think we have an incredible arts program with music, band in the district. We have incredible teachers. We had a board and a superintendent who felt like those programs were worthy to be part of a bond. And so somehow I've landed at the because of the goodwill and the good works of others. So on behalf of all those who really did the work, I'm happy to take an award. I heard it's a leg lamp. I'm super excited about it.
You hope.
Anyway, but the credit really lies within the people that have worked here and with our district administration. They say if you hang out with five good people, you become the sixth, and I really think I'm the product of that. So that needs to be in the minutes and duly noted that it's an incredible district with that. And anyway, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Roy. Congratulations.
We'll put a plug in, if that's okay, Mr.
Yes,
President.
Yes, please.
For the CVHS and CVMS combined pop concert to reflect that awesome music program is tomorrow night at 5.
Okay.
At Canyon View High School.
At Canyon View High School. Okay, that's exciting. Okay, thank you, everybody. Okay, at this point, we'll go ahead and open our meeting up for public comment. We have a new form that we're trying, and I did ask for a little bit of feedback. I'm glad that folks were able to take a minute to fill that out. That's very helpful. Just as a reminder, please provide your name, the city or school boundary in which you reside, and the topic on which you would like to speak prior to speaking. We do ask you to keep your comments to 3 minutes. And any questions, anything, we typically don't answer questions during this meeting, but we will take note of those. But any comments, please address them directly to me as the board president. So, okay.
Well, I came here with questions, so it doesn't look like I'm going to get many. My name is Lene Corbeil, and I'm here from Real Impact Cedar. In lieu of time, I just listened to a news program an hour ago regarding the auditing or vetting of the books, which we're grateful for. My questions were regarding the what the school libraries are being reviewed, which ones, which schools, is it high school, junior high, that kind of thing. I wanted to know what the board constitutes as offensive versus sensitive. That was already answered in the news program. Who will be doing the audits was another question. Will the parents be informed? Will you be providing a list of books to be removed? What books will be added and what will be provided? Is there a list for that? Will the parents be able to access the online digital library index cards? And then will all the books in the teachers' classrooms be vetted? Now, I know some of those questions were answered. There was a form that the anchor, news anchor, had provided on the TV. It was a white form with a lot of the answers already on there. I was wondering if I could be provided with a copy of that.
Yes.
I'm speaking.
Would you mind putting your email address on here?
Not
and then we could send along information to you with your email.
Please.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh, and I think that's your pencil.
It is.
Yes. Okay, any additional public comments? Okay, thank you, and thanks for taking the time to come and to visit with us. We do truly appreciate that. Okay, our next item, we'll go ahead and move out of public comments. Our next item on our agenda is the business administrator's report. Todd?
I've been told that the length of our meeting tonight solely will be determined based on how long I speak. you have the budget to actual reports in board docs there for you to view. Everything looks pretty normal. Are there any questions? The one comment I would have is that we are a model of consistency. I went back and looked at last year's report for this month. This year in our general fund, we've spent 41.7% of our budget. Last year it was 41.8%. So just pretty consistent and pretty much where we have been the last, at least last year. So other than that, projects continue to move along. Happy to answer any questions you have. If you have none, then that is my report.
Okay, any questions for Todd? Okay, thank you, and well done. Okay, item number four, superintendent report.
Okay, thank you. Have two things for the board. First, you can see in the board packet a list of dates and times. These are all the dates and times that the organization that will be providing the program against child abuse, that program, this is when they can do a presentation for the board. They're happy to do three of them, five of them, seven of them, whatever they need to do, which was awesome. Their response was just great. So I was hoping that you could give me, now we can't have more than three people on one of these, or else we have to notice it and everything, but we'd like to get that set up. They just need to know the dates and times.
Want us to communicate that to you now, or would you like us to email maybe with a couple of options that would work for each of us?
That would work great too, yeah. Yeah, let's do that.
Each of us just email a few options.
Okay, so the second thing that I have is kind of an announcement. Our board docs system is great. We really like it. I think it works well. It is old, and it's because of that. The way it was described to us is just like your iPhone has to have an update. Eventually, you have enough updates, and you get to a point where your iPhone won't take another update. So you have to get a new phone. Well, that's kind of where we're at with the guts of board docs can't really be updated. The company, though, has a new version, and we're going to be rolling over into that new version.
Okay.
So I just wanted to give you kind of a look at what that's going to look like. If we can open up those slides. To differentiate between the old version and the new version, it will be called Diligent, which is the parent company, as opposed to Board Docs. Some of the new features, it will have a more modern look. You'll get an idea of that here in just a minute. It's more mobile friendly, so you can do a lot more on your phone. Yeah, it's not. There is an enhanced agenda builder. There's autosave, which would have saved me a few times. And one-click print. There's customizable workflows. There's also an integrated live stream. It's pretty cool. You just run your video through the system, and then every time Monica clicks on a new agenda item, it timestamps it. Okay. So then when you have your agenda, you go back to it, the video clip is next to each agenda item.
Oh, awesome.
So you don't have to fast forward, try and find, you know.
That's great.
Oh, that's fantastic, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Great for everybody. It's really, who knew technology had advanced?
YouTube knows.
Another thing that's not listed here in the slide is that when we're working on policies, the formatting of those within Board Docs is really tough. There's not a lot of features. And once you get it to looking right and you save it, when you look at it online, it looks different. So we're excited for this update because all of that work is done in Microsoft Word now. It's just Microsoft Word is built into the tool. So we'll have all the features available. So if you go to the next slide, you'll see kind of what, when somebody goes to our our site for policies and meetings, this is what it will look like. It'll look nice. You'll have a home. You'll have the calendar right there always for people to see, so even when we get on, we can see easily when the next meeting is. You can click on the calendar. You can click on meetings, and you can search right there. If you go to the next slide, you'll see this is just below the screenshot that you just had. You have other links here. So you have the recent meetings on the right, and you have upcoming meetings, similar to what we have now with board docs, but everything laid out there instead of the featured item. So we always had to make one of the meetings featured in order for it to be prominent. And now whatever the most recent meeting is going to be prominent underneath upcoming meetings. So that's really helpful. You will still have the policy area, but the format of it and the look of it will be a lot better. Another issue that we have with board docs is the search feature for the policies. It's there, but it's not great. So the search feature is much enhanced in this new version. There is a document library, so if we had documents that we wanted to store there that aren't policies, such as the board handbook, it's a good place to put those types of items. The subscribe button is for anyone in the public who wants to stay informed about meetings when they're happening. All they have to do is click there, put in their email, and they will get automatic email updates for when the meetings are and that kind of thing. So within that email, with just one link, it'll take them right to the meeting agenda or wherever it is they want to go. Because almost all boards have a process, like we discussed last week, for public comment. They have a built-in system. We've talked about using Google Docs. We have a little QR code out there. But this system makes it so much nicer because they can click right here, but they could also go to a different QR code, not that one. And they can fill it out, and it stays within our board doc system, our diligence system, and we just have just maintain that record. And it's a way for, no matter when somebody does it, they could do it a whole month ahead of time, and you know, board members would be able to see who it is that signed up to make public comment, what they want to comment about, all of that kind of stuff. On the next slide, you just see this is what it would look like when you go to an agenda. Super easy now to print the agenda. We used to have to go to each item, go to the attachments, you know, all that stuff. Here, you just say, I want to print the agenda. You get one thing for the agenda. Or you can print the packet if you want to print everything, all the attachments, everything that's included, and it all gets printed all at once. You don't have to go into each item. Not very often that people want that, but then you have the recent meetings on the right. On the next slide, you'll see this is the view that you would be looking at in a meeting. So on the left-hand side, you have the agenda. You'll click on the item, and anything you click on will show up in the right-hand pane. So when you need to open an attachment, it doesn't give you another tab like we have now. It just opens it up right here. So that's a really nice feature as well. So we had a kickoff call today, and we'll be working with them on setting up the site. It's going to be pretty easy. They just migrate everything over. But we're probably looking at, you know, maybe 8 weeks around there before we could go live. So we'll have a few meetings before then. We'll just keep you updated on where we're at in that process. And we don't really, have much of a choice as far as board docs is going away. So we can't stick with it. Our contract is up in August anyway. So we are planning on doing this sooner rather than later. But we don't have to make the official transition until we feel good and ready, and then we can move over.
You said they pull everything from the old system in, so we'll have historical records inside the new system?
Yeah, you'll have, from what I understand, you'll have all the policies, all the meetings, everything that we have currently in board docs will be in the new system. Are there any concerns about that or?
No.
Okay. Okay. That's all I've got.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Superintendent. Okay, our next item is our board member reports. And for this, I'm going to turn it over to Michelle.
So you'll notice that we've got two documents there in under that agenda item. We are looking at going forward doing board member reports just a little bit differently. We had the discussion in our agenda setting meeting last week about utilizing the time to report on our assignments that we have outside of just our regular school visits and different things that we attend throughout the district. And as Todd mentioned, this will give us a little bit of push to hold these committee meetings and be able to report back to the entire board on them. So you'll notice the board report schedule each month has different committees listed there. And then the other document is the assigned committees for each board.
We have an updated version.
Oh, do you?
That's okay. Not on. So I'm going to update that right now, and you'll just need to refresh in a few minutes to see that. The only difference is we don't have anything assigned for January, mm-hmm. So everything's moved down. That's the main difference there.
Yeah. So that's kind of what we're looking at going forward. If you have any questions, concerns, you can address them now or just feel free to reach out to me outside of meeting. So. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, thank you. All right, and then we have, our board meeting assignments as well. And so if you have any questions on that, please let Michelle or I know on that.
Can I ask, since some of us are on multiple committees, like capital facilities, internal audit, can we, Superintendent, maybe update it just a little further to have the person that's going to report out name next to that?
Absolutely.
Would that be okay? So if Michelle's going to do internal audit, I can, if she wants, I can comment, but she would be the reportee on the internal audit. Does that make sense?
And if you guys are okay with it, as we're doing the agenda, we'll kind of visit as those are coming up to see, okay, is this something that, like, if there's a couple of people who would be the preferred one to report on it, then we'll put that in as we're doing the agenda setting and going through. So we'll make that part of our process, if that works well. That way we've got it identified prior to.
And the only other thing I would say is some of them are only once a year. So I would say if something happens big at Five County, I don't want to wait for, you know, if Stephanie needs to report on something the coming month, that we get that.
Well, and I think we've tried to line them up with that, but let's adjust as we're going through if we need to. Yeah, so that we do the report right after instead of.
There just may be sometimes that we need to hear more than once about what's going on
Absolutely.
In that county. Than
yeah. Okay. Okay, that sounds.
Well,
and that brings up a really good point. Maybe one thing we could do is if there are special, items or updates to those reports, please send that along almost as you would an agenda request, and then we'll put that on there. That way we can go through, but yet it's still the reports. What was happening, and I'm as guilty of this as anybody, we were talking about the same school visits that we all went to and not doing our reports on our committees, and so really to focus on that. So if there are specific ones or you've had an update and it's like, hey, let's bring this forward, just send a text along, even to the whole group, that just says, hey, we need to add this. We've got information that needs to go forward, and we'll put it on that way.
And I think I'll update that schedule, and then we will just plan on putting these same two items on every time we have board report, just so it's always there, so you can see the schedule, you can see assignments and everything.
Okay, fantastic, thank you. All right, we'll go ahead and move into the action portion of our meeting. The first agenda item is the eSports program, and this is the action portion, so we will look for a motion.
Mr. Hudson, do you have anything to say before we move forward?
No, just if you have any questions.
No, I would love to make a motion to, what are the words we need?
Sanction.
I would love to make a motion to sanction eSports at Canyon View High School for 2025, starting 2025-2026.
I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we sanction eSports program for Canyon View High School. Any additional discussion? Okay, hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And the motion carries. Okay, the next item on our agenda, action item, is our board handbook update. So we will look for action there.
Can I just mention real quick the things that were updated?
That would be helpful.
Okay.
Because I also think there might be a little bit missing at the end, possibly. We were going to put that whole packet at the end, I thought.
And it's there.
There's a few pages missing. It looks like it to me.
Do I not have the most recent version?
Oh, do you know what? I apologize. The table I was looking at was in a different location. I retract.
Yeah.
But yes, will you let us know what we changed?
Okay, absolutely. So what we did was, so at the very end, we'll start at the end, we added the Robert's Rules cheat sheet that was shared in the last meeting. And right up above that, we have the frequently asked questions from the Robert's Rules website. The other things that were changed, we had some items just right up above that for the acronyms that were not, we didn't have really definitions for them. So we have that now completed. The other changes that were made live in the meeting last week as they were being suggested. And I didn't do that in a different color. I should have. So I can't remember exactly what all those changes were.
There was one that is not on there, and I don't know that we mentioned it in the work meeting, but SEA.
Oh, in the acronyms? SEA.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can put that on there. I'll do that right now.
Okay, so we'll look for a motion here, and we can include in that motion to add the SEA acronym.
Uh,
I move to adopt the board handbook in its updated version to also include the acronym for SEA within that glossary.
I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we update the board handbook as written and as stated in the motion. Any additional discussion? Okay, hearing none, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And the motion carries. Okay, item number three is the superintendent's contract for July 1st, 2025 through June 30th, 2027. And the contract, we will just be approving that contract, so we'll look for a motion there.
I'll motion to approve the contract for superintendent's contract for July 1st, 2025 until July 30th, 2027. June 30th, 2027.
I'll second that.
Okay, it has been moved and seconded that we approve the superintendent's contract July 1st, 2025 through June 30th, 2027. Any additional discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? And motion carries.
Can I speak to that just real quick?
Now that's done.
Yeah, I have something to say now.
About time.
Please.
No, thank you. I want to say thank you. It is an honor, a privilege to work in the Iron County School District. I'm a blessed man, and I know it. I get to do great work, and I get to do it with great people every day, all day long, including on board meeting days. I just appreciate you. Thank you for the opportunity. We've done a lot. I feel like we've come a long way, but we have a long way to go. So a lot of work ahead of us. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Can I say one thing I should have said it
please.
Before? With that, we as a board, most of us as the board went up and were at the Utah State School Board conference a couple weeks ago. And I know each and every one of us probably had a lot of jealous people when they would speak to our superintendent, and they had a lot of great things to say about what a great superintendent we had, and they really thought very highly of you. So we appreciate that.
Oh, I want on record, if I can add with what Michelle said, I was in the elevator with a colleague from a different school board, and she looked down at my name tag, and she's like, where are you from? And I said, Iron. And without saying what's your name, she just looked at me and said, oh, you have the best superintendent, and I'm all, and my name's Megan, but yes. And it was just, that was what she wanted to know. She was like, oh my gosh, you guys are so lucky to have the superintendent that you have. We work with him a lot, and that said everything. It was pretty cool, so.
Okay, thank you. This moves us to the next portion of our agenda, the first reading. And so policy 337, salary deductions. And this is a first reading on this one. Is there discussion?
I did want to point out that I clarified this with Todd Hess earlier, because I did have a question on things like contributions to maybe a Roth IRA or an HSA card or something like that, as it wasn't mentioned specifically. He did note that, I think it was in number three, that covers those, that would be a district-approved deduction. Even
voluntary
though it's not
deductions, yeah.
Specifically listed, we do have those options in the district.
Okay, Todd, anything that you need to bring up with us?
No, I don't believe we've made any changes to this, so unless there are recommendations, we'll just move this forward to second reading.
Okay, so we'll move that to second reading. Okay, let's see. my sheet's cut off. Let me jump right on here. Okay, also first reading, policy 726, fund drives.
So I did make a couple of changes to this from the one that we showed you last time. Just added that. Let's see if I can get it up here. Open the one that's in all caps, the 726 fundraising donations, gifts, and sponsorships. The changes that I made are in red. We did go back through, I think, Megan, you mentioned making sure that we had addressed the comments that we received the last time we brought this policy up, and we did go through those comments again and look to address those things. Obviously, we didn't give everybody everything they wanted because some of them were actually, one wanted one thing and the other wanted exactly the opposite, so we tried to do what we could to address those. Most of them we had already addressed here. The changes that you'll see start in section 5. There was some questions or concerns about the fact that we weren't allowing for incentives to be offered during a fundraising activity. We don't, at least in our opinion, we don't really like the individual incentives where one person, if they sell the most tickets or if they, you know, raise the most funds, they get a prize, because it really benefits those who have a lot of contacts, may not benefit those who don't, you know, some of that kind of thing. So we did, though, allow for some incentives because schools need to do that to get kids to participate a lot of times. So we added 5.3.7, offering class, group, or team incentives for highest fundraising amounts or meeting specific fundraising goals would be allowed. And then in 5.4.7, under prohibited activities, offering individual prizes or incentives for highest fundraising amounts or meeting specific fundraising goals would be prohibited. Don't know if I'm hearing maybe you like that better, Megan, on your end, and I'm seeing some head nods, so hopefully that's a good change there. And then you can see 5.4.6, door-to-door solicitation, unless accompanied by a parent, guardian, or adult designee, would be
thank you.
Prohibited. We just, to ensure the safety of the students, we'd like
yep.
to have.
I think that's fantastic. I think that hits the mark and still allows,
And then 5.4.8, requiring or implying students must sell a certain number of items or provide a certain number of contacts. One parent commented on the previous policy saying, I hate it when I have to give 10 emails or, you know, that type of thing. So we added the contacts there to that. And I know some coaches may not like that one. We'll have to kind of see how that goes. And then we did take out 5.4.9, disciplining students for non-participation. That's actually covered under our school fees policy. The school fees board rule and state statutes spell out exactly what you can and can't do for students who don't participate in fundraising activities. So we felt like it didn't necessarily need to be right here. We didn't need to spell that out again. It's already in that other policy. And then we did add a section, and this one probably may need a little more work, but we do have a couple of instances where, as part of a class or curricular, you know, instruction, they do some sort of fundraising or activity where they're selling something, especially post-high, right? So we wanted a section on that, just indicating that if fundraisers are used as part of that curricular activity, they would be required to contribute to the learning process. Can't just be something at random. And must be approved by the superintendent, and that any funds raised as a result would be property of the district and must be used for district purposes. Now, that it says district, the schools are part of the district, it would probably go back to the school in that particular class or, you know, activity, just not to benefit an individual, really, is what we're worried about there. So I think those were all the changes that we had so far in that.
Okay, any discussion on those changes, comments, questions?
Yeah, I've got one. Okay. On the crowdfunding piece,
yes,
that has changed.
Oh, did I modify
pretty
that?
Pretty decently, but I like how it's written. Mm-hmm. The one question I did have was in our work meeting, we talked about that the district was going to have a mechanism for handling that. Are we discouraging things like a GoFundMe or something like that, where it's the money's being handled outside of the district and we're going to use an in-district system for that?
Yes, and I think we took that out of the crowdfunding because that will be used for all fundraising activities.
That's what I was thinking.
Not just crowdfunding.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm trying to remember where, though, that was. I'll look at that, and I'll make sure that I can either identify that for you in our next meeting, or we will add that.
Okay. I just think that would be important to let everyone know this.
Agreed.
Is the system we're going to use. Please don't use third-party stuff where we don't control how much actually comes back to the school, you know, that we have a system for that. So,
all fundraising activities require pre-approval from the school principal and the superintendent. Using the district-approved fundraising request process, that's that.
So that applies to crowdfunding just like everything else. Is that what you're saying?
I think that's probably what. But we could be clearer on that, too.
Yeah, clarify it a little.
All fundraisers must be run through.
5.5.
Is it? Okay. We'll take a look at that. And if we can be clearer, we will.
Okay, thank you. Any additional discussion?
Sorry, yes.
Yeah, go, please.
There are so many of our groups that rely
on. Am I giving scary eyes tonight or something? Sorry.
I said way too much at the last meeting, and I'm really trying, and I'm not doing a very good job. So a couple of things I've had a couple of groups reach out. And a lot of fundraising happens by wonderful parents that help this. And so if we can put together some type of, like, micro-learning video or some type of, I don't know what we have right now, but something, they feel a little bit lost, and especially if we have this coming out. If you have, I'll take esports because we just sanctioned it. Let's say the parents get together and all of a sudden they're like, yay, we have this thing, and they all of a sudden start doing stuff. It would be really great if it went out to the boosters of esports and said, if you're going to fundraise, here's the parameters. Please do this training before you do anything. Something like that, because they feel, and because we're, for lack of a better term, cracking down a little bit, we want to make sure there's available resources and training instead of just kind of a free-for-all loosey-goosey, and then find that they've done something wrong and now they can't do their fundraiser. So that's one request I have coming out of this. And then the second one is just understanding from getting the approval process. If they don't go through the approval process, down in section 10, it talks about compliance and penalties. And obviously, if they do something that breaks state or federal law, that's a whole different issue. But 10.3, it just says disciplinary action up to and including dismissal from public employment. Again, we have a lot of people that are not employed within the school district that will be conducting this on behalf of the school district. And so I just wonder if we need to button up section 10 a little more. That was all. But help for the parents and coaches and club advisors would be great.
Yeah. Can I add on to that? And that's, I love that idea of, like, making it super easy without all the legal speak. Just because I think the parents need to know the reason we're doing this is, I would say maybe it's not cracking down,
but we're helping to make it more efficient. We're trying to get more funds to go back into the schools instead of into other fundraising or fundraisers' pockets. And there is a more efficient way to do that and a safer way to do
that. Efficient and safe. If that could be the first opening slide. Fundraising efficiently and safely. That would be great.
I like that.
So you're envisioning what I'm hearing and envisioning myself is a training video or something that would be easy for a parent or anybody just to watch and say, okay, I got a pretty good idea of what.
Just, yeah, here's some highlights that you might get hung up on the do's and don'ts. Make sure you have 20 days. Here's a link to the form. Everything like that.
I love that. That's awesome.
Thank you. That would be so great. We've just sanctioned a lot of new sports. We have a lot of clubs coming out. It'd be nice to have that option.
And it might not be bad to have that video somewhere under athletics on each of the school's websites.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Agreed. One thing I didn't mention last week, too, that I think just needs to be mentioned here, we've given our best shot at this policy. If there are other changes that you as a board would like to see made, obviously, it's your policy that you establish. So we've tried to incorporate those things that were discussed in the last meeting here. If there are others, let us know, and we can discuss those with you, and we'll incorporate, whatever the entire board obviously would like to see.
So. Can Jeanette qualify for us? You send out to all the faculty and staff and say, hey, we're looking at these policies. If you have input, send it back, which I know you did for this one.
Not in this particular format,
yeah,
though.
Not
that was
this,
the old.
Okay.
We'll do that again.
If we can do that one more time, I think that would be good. As many opportunities, because the last thing I want, if someone comes to me in April and says, what the heck? I'm like, we gave you two or three times to give us feedback. We want feedback.
Yeah, so after the first reading tonight, I send
then you'll
all
send
of those
it.
Out.
Okay, I couldn't remember the process. Thank you.
And help us to understand, if there's a critical deadline on these policies, something like this, there may not be as critical of a deadline. So while we have our first reading, we may continue another first reading before we go to second reading if we need to. So understand us as a board can make that decision to slow the roll a little bit unless, we've got a critical deadline, but the district can help us to be aware of that. But if you're getting a lot of feedback from parents, if there's a lot of still questions that are out there, don't hesitate to slow the roll a little. Okay. Okay, thank you, Todd. Okay, now we will move into our second reading items, and the first one that we have is policy 424, use of district vehicles. Any updates or anything on that?
I don't think we have any updates. I think what you see is what you saw last time. This version is a little bit harder to see the colors, but obviously the strike-throughs are changed. The 1.3.1 is the new language that came from the state that helps us to be a lot more clear than we were prior.
So we'll be looking for action on this one.
I'll move that we approve the updated changes to policy 424, use of district vehicles.
I'll second.
Okay, it has been moved and seconded that we approve policy 424, use of district vehicles as updated. Any additional discussion? Okay, hearing none. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And the motion carries. Okay, subject two on our second reading is policy 721, library and supplemental materials.
I believe the only update there was the one that was requested to change the language to indicate that the link was to the flow chart. So we made that change.
Thank you. That was me too. I had too much.
So we'll look for a motion on this one as well, as it is a second reading.
I'll make a motion that we adopt the policy 721, library and supplemental materials.
Second.
Okay, it has been moved and seconded that we adopt policy 721, library and supplemental materials. Any additional discussion?
I just have a quick question. I have had a few parents come up to me regarding a certain book that's brought to us through Scholastic magazine. Would that be in a vetting process with this? Would that be appropriate, or would that this be the place that we would want that as well?
It depends. If it's something that parents could purchase, then we don't have the book. But if we do have the book, then yes, okay. It would.
Because the parents are vetting it when they purchase it for their child, mm-hmm. Essentially. Yeah. Okay.
So if there was a concern, we could perform that audit to see if we have the book and all of those things. So we could go through the process.
Flowchart. Okay, I'll do that then with that particular example and see.
That'd be great.
Just a question.
Mm-hmm. The best part of this policy is the flowchart.
Okay, any additional discussion? We're loving the flowchart, by the way.
Loving the flowchart.
Yeah, and along those lines, I think it's the same as the fundraising. If more people knew the flowchart at least and then could dive into the policy, they would see how to go through the system and the checks and the steps and stuff like that. So make it as easy as possible.
And you're maybe suggesting that policy be manipulated into a flowchart.
I am. That's outside this agenda.
I'm suggesting for Megan.
From Megan for you. But you're right. It's just super easy. You don't have to get tangled in the language. It makes things very explicit.
I love it. I move that we approve can I do it?
Yeah.
We've already called for a motion.
We've already had a motion and a second. Yep.
Okay, then I'm going to
Yep. So, but I appreciate knowing that. Okay, it's thirded. Okay, it has been moved and seconded that we approve policy 721, library and supplemental materials. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And the motion carries.
I mostly try not to have a 5.5-hour meeting like we did last week.
And I'm going to do my very best to extend it out. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Item number 3, policy 904, advertising, distribution, and posting of promotional materials in the schools. And this is a second reading, so we'll look for action as well.
So yeah, this one hasn't changed either since the last time you saw it.
I move to accept policy 904, advertising, distribution, and posting of promotional materials in the schools as presented.
I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to accept policy 904, advertising, distribution, and posting of promotional materials in the schools. Any additional discussion? Okay, hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And the motion carries. Okay, we do have a closed session tonight, so we will look for a motion to enter closed session.
A motion that we enter into closed session?
I have to do all the things.
For the purpose.
For the purpose of.
Yes, I do. For the purpose of discussing the character, professional competence, or physical or mental health of an individual, discussing pending or reasonably imminent litigation, discussing the purchase, exchange, or lease of real property.
They have to read the bottom line.
This meeting is being held in the boardroom at the offices of the Iron County School District.
I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we move into closed meeting for the purposes stated. Roll call vote.
Megan Ralphs, aye.
Stephanie Hill, aye.
Ben Johnson, aye.
Michelle Tullis, aye.
Tyrell Eddy, aye.
John Taylor, aye.